Rutland has been trying hard to get more people to move to the region. A costly marketing campaign is underway to address the city's shrinking population. Many salute that effort, but others see an ironic twist. 3 years ago, an intense debate began over the possibility of hundreds of Syrian refugees moving into the city. Now, VPR's Nina Keck continues her look at what's happened since then. Today, she focuses on how efforts on both sides of the resettlement debate have played out in Rutland.
Sherry Pemainville leads me down to a basement storeroom at Brock Community Action, a nonprofit she works at that serves needy families in Rutland and Bennington counties.
There's a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff that was donated. Probably enough for a couple of hundred households, you know, because that's what they were expecting.
Rutland Welcomes collected these items 3 years ago for the refugee families that never made it. Pemainville says now this stuff is helping locals.
Hand towels and bath towels and garbage pails. And
so I'm seeing wine glasses, coffee mugs, baking pans. Wow, bundt pans.
And when I saw it, it was like overwhelming. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to give all this stuff away. But it is going.
If you drive around Rutland, you'll still see houses that have signs out front for Rutland Welcomes, the group that organized in support of the refugees. 3 years ago, they had more than 2,000 followers on Facebook, but the group doesn't really exist anymore. The first two Syrian families that arrived back in January 2017 lived temporarily with members of the group, like Cheryl Hooker. She remembers trying to shield the family who stayed in her home from all the media attention.
I felt like we were in the middle of an Anne Frank story or something because we had to be very quiet about it, couldn't tell anybody about it, and then all of a sudden there was all kinds of commotion around it. And the outpouring of support was phenomenal.
Hooker is a well-known local Democrat, and she believes her work with Rutland Welcomes helped her win an elusive seat in the Vermont Senate last year, an upset in a county that's long been a Republican stronghold. During the same time period, anger over resettlement helped Dave Allaire unseat former Rutland Mayor Chris Lewis.
It awakened a lot of people that weren't normally politically active.
For instance, Allaire says 17 candidates ran for the Board of Aldermen in 2017 on both sides of the issue. But he believes much of that initial excitement has died down. And Allaire thinks things in Rutland aren't all that different today than they were 3 years ago. But the former editor of the Rutland Herald, Randall Smathers, believes debate over resettlement did spark lasting political change in the city.
I see more people who are progressive in this city sort of standing up and being active and saying, you know, I have a vision for what life should be like in Rutland, and it is different than how it's being portrayed from the outside. I don't want to live in a conservative stronghold where we don't respect people who look different, or women, or, you know, whatever the issue might happen to be.
Smathers now directs the Rutland Free Library. He says while voters elected a more conservative mayor in 2017, they also voted in a number of more progressive aldermanic candidates. But that's politics. The impact on the community isn't so clear.
I don't think on the ground much has changed, which is unfortunate.
An absolute sea change as a result of that supposedly failed initiatives on refugees.
You have people coming out of the woodwork like, oh my gosh, I can't stand for this.
In some ways, I'm not sure we've moved past it.
Most of those I interviewed said it's hard to know how much of what's going on in Rutland now is a reflection of national politics. But Tabitha Moore said activism born out of the refugee debate made it easier for her to launch a local chapter of the NAACP in Rutland in 2016.
It actually just fortified my resolve that this is what really needs to happen. I was really hopeful. When I saw Rutland Welcomes come along, I was like, oh, good, I'm not alone.
And that activism spread.
Someone's got to take notes. Taking notes.
In 2016, students at Rutland High School formed the New Neighbors Club to welcome the Syrian families. 17-year-old Hunter Postemsky says they still meet every week, but now they work on a variety of social justice issues.
I came from a really small school. I had never really experienced anything like that, and it really opened my eyes to how there's a lot of different perspectives that I haven't seen yet.
17-year-old Ana Aguilar moved to Rutland from Mexico 7 years ago. She joined the club after members got the school to fly a Black Lives Matter flag.
Even just now, even the first meeting, we already started discussing stuff about how we can fix LGBTQ and how can we can fix like environmental things. And like it, even since the first meeting, it was already like, get things done, we need to do something about it.
You sound excited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be involved in something that's so important.
Meanwhile, Don Chaffee, who mobilized with Rutland First, the group that opposed resettlement, feels they too made strides.
I think the whole city government learned a lesson about transparency. And I've seen that gradually improving right since Dave took office.
Rutland First is mostly disbanded. But former city treasurer Wendy Wilton, one of its founders, was awarded a job in the Trump administration. And perhaps most importantly, Chaffee says resettlement was stopped.
If the program had been developed the way they intended it to develop, and if Trump had not been elected and put a stop to that, then we'd have the problems that Portland, Maine has. We'd have the problems that Wisconsin has. We'd have the problems of no-go zones. We would have the problems of Sharia law.
For his work on behalf of Rutland First, Chaffee was named 2017's Citizen Activist of the Year by Act for America. The group's website describes its mission as focused on preventing terrorism and criminal activity while preserving civil liberties. The Southern Poverty Law Center calls Act for America an anti-Muslim hate group. Many in Rutland, including Chaffee, bristle at the notion that their opposition to refugee resettlement was xenophobic.
The easiest thing to say is, oh, it's racism.
Former editor Randall Smathers thinks there's more to it, that a lot of people who live in small towns like Rutland simply don't like change.
When you say we're going to bring in hundreds of people from the far side of the world and you're just going to have to learn to live with it, I think for a lot of those people, they had a really honest response that said, I'm not comfortable with that.
But Tabitha Moore, who grew up in Rutland and describes herself as mixed race, says she'd like people to take a long, honest look at that discomfort.
What is it about this change that's so unsettling for you? Yeah, it's really easy to not accept change here. Let's work on that. Because Vermont has to change.
In part, she says, because of the problem that sparked this whole controversy in the first place. Remember, former Mayor Loris wanted to bring in refugees to help reverse the city's shrinking population. And that problem hasn't gone away, says William Knott. He's a former city alderman who now serves in the state legislature.
We say we want more people, we need to grow the grand list, we need to fill our houses. Oh, but a certain type of people. And that is a stumbling block that will trip up Rutland and communities like us for as long as we allow it to.
A number of city officials who argued against resettlement, citing cost concerns, are the same city officials who, in 2016, approved spending $100,000 over 2 years on a marketing campaign to lure new residents to the area. The city approved another $32,000 to continue those efforts. So far, officials say they've attracted 22 new families to the region. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.